here with Frank Bush, four-time NCAA Division Coach of the Year, a 10-time Pac-10 Coach of the Year, head coach of the University of Arizona, to talk a little bit about his DVD series that's doing well in the market, seven DVDs, one of each stroke, and one on starts and finishes, breakouts and turns, and trading strategies. So, Coach Bush, tell us what really motivated you to produce an educational series on DVD?
Well, after 18 years at Arizona and seeing what a great staff we've had for these last several years and the things that we're doing, I'm watching our athletes get better all the time. And so when you finally feel like you've got a system that's working well, you want to share that with others. Now, that may sound a little odd that anybody would want to share their success, but I think our emphasis has always been, if you've got something that's going to help other people, let's go ahead and expose it, because as we're continuing to try and change our philosophies and do different things better, it'll just help somebody else with their situation and what they're doing to get better as well. So I feel like sharing information is a good thing.
Well, with a lot of DVDs on the market right now, and yours being the latest in the series, it's more of an evolution of things that you're learning along the way. But what makes your DVD series so different?
Well, the first thing I think is that our whole staff is involved. So you get, instead of just hearing my voice, you're hearing a voice of an entire staff. And I don't know what the accumulation of years of experience would be of that staff, but I'm sure it's over 100 years in the swimming field. So I think that's one of the unique things about it. The other thing is you're going to see techniques that that are unique to our program, and do unique things, are they the only things that work? Absolutely not. But we have such a different take on things, specific drills, things like that, that I think will help people, both athletes and coaches, maybe visualize it differently, and therefore when they see that, they'll feel a little bit more comfortable in trying to do things a different way.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the staff, and then let's talk about each individual DVD and what makes something unique about that. Your staff.
Well, my staff consists of Rick DeMont, who's been here as long as I've been here at Arizona. And Rick is, for those of you that don't know this, Rick is an artist as well as a great coach. And one of the great things about being an artist and being a coach is that Rick looks at things in a dimension that the other coaches on the staff really don't. And that's a gift that he has. All you have to do is talk to him and listen to him articulate things in certain ways, and you can pick up exactly what I'm talking about. Greg Rodenbaugh has been on the staff now, I think, for 8 years. And Greg is a tremendous coach who is a great athlete as well, and he brings experience from not only within our program and what we've done, but from outside of our program and years of coaching in other places. So there's a tremendous amount of experience there with Greg and the way in which he likes to work things.
And your other staff members?
Is Augie, my son. Augie's been here 4 years now, and he's the youngest member of the staff, obviously. And he is—he brings a passion and a drive that just sort of blends us all together as a staff in a way in which maybe we've never been before, and just brings a tremendous amount of energy to a sport where creativity and energy are really necessary, but brings it in a different way than most young coaches. So you'll see that when you see the DVDs.
So let's talk about the DVDs, one of each stroke. Is there a certain way that you're going about educating the viewer on how you approach each stroke?
Well, we look at the individual and we see what we think their strength and their weaknesses, but there are some very basic things that we all believe that are important to make people go through the water, whether it's freestyle, backstroke, breaststroke, or butterfly. So in freestyle, and I'm going to make these very, very simple comments in a way in which the people, listeners, can understand it, but also in a way in which it makes sense. Sometimes it's a little too simple, but I apologize ahead of time for that. if you look at a speedboat, a speedboat rises up to the top when the accelerator is hit, being the motor in the rear of the boat. So we build our freestyle backwards. We build from a kick up. So we want a strong kick for freestyle, which we think creates a great body position, which in turn creates a motion with our arms where we don't have to spend a whole lot of time working on just the balance of the body, because we feel like the kick is taking care of that. And we use our arms as oars to move us through the water. So that's a very simple way of looking at it. And I don't want to be so simplistic that doesn't make sense, or it looks at it from a standpoint of, well, that just means if I kick hard, my body's good and I just have to move my arms. But that's kind of the way it really works. So we all believe in that philosophy. Backstroke is very similar. We build all of our strokes really from the kick up, and we emphasize the kick quite a bit. And in backstroke, it's the same way. It's built from the legs to the body ride to how much shoulder rotation we think is necessary, and we have more rotation probably in the torso, in the hips, than we do in the shoulders. In breaststroke, it depends on the body build so much, because we've seen so much of a different styles of breaststroke over the years, and there have been everything from athletes that have swum almost underwater as they've done it to those that have been very conventional, what I would call back from what we've seen in the 70s, 80s, to a very flat breaststroke, which is kind of what Liesl Jones is doing right now, the world record holder on the women's side, both 100 and 200 breaststrokes. So you look at the body type, you look at what you think the flexibility issues are, and you decide what you think you can progress with that's going to make that person better. So in breaststroke, again, though, a kick is very important. How they ride through the water dictates a lot of how strong their kick is, and that depends on how much reach we put out front and how flat we swim it. So anyway, that's pretty much how we break that down. And then in butterfly, again, it's a strong kick. We feel like we want a relatively flat body riding through the water. We want to use our arms only to pull us through. So it's a very simple way of looking at it, but that's pretty much the way that we go about it.
And then conveying that theory or that approach, you're using your coaching staff to bring in drills that are unique to Arizona.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're trying to convey to the viewers.
And you'll see that in all the DVDs. You'll see all the different drills that we do. And our drills are there. I will assure the listeners that most of the time they've never seen drills like these, because we spend a lot of time doing the drills. We spend a lot of time figuring out the drills that we think will break the stroke down where we want to make it better. And so the drills that we do are not something that you see every day.
Now, Coach Bush, after they view the four basic strokes, you're getting into some of the finer points in your DVDs. One's on starts and finishes. How important is the start and finish in the complete overview of a swim race?
It doesn't matter how long the race is. Why in the world would you want to stand on the block and say to someone else, okay, I'm going to give you an advantage? So whether you're swimming a 1500, well, just ask Larson Jensen, who just ate 100 short of breaking the American record, U.S. Open record in the 1650 at the NCAA championships. So why would you want to get on the block and say, okay, I'll just fall off the block, it's fine, I've got a 1650 to swim here, I'll catch this guy, I'm going to beat him, doesn't really matter. I mean, that would be ridiculous to do that. And then the flip side of that is when you try and do a finish correctly, just look at what happened. Michael Phelps just touched out Ian Crocker to win the world championships in the 100 butterfly. We saw this back in 1988 when Matt Biondi lost to Anthony Nesty. Why would you want to dive in and say, well, I'm just going to swim this, I'm going to swim a great race for 99 9/10 of the race, and I'm not going to worry about how it ends? So when our sport can be determined by hundreds of seconds, which it is in shorter races and in some longer races where you miss a record by it, why in the world would you ever want to do something and not do it right? So we emphasize, if you're going to do it, let's do it right. Let's start with the start, and let's end with the finish.
Now, are you breaking down the start? Is there the same start for all the races, or do you have different starts for different body types, different styles, or are you pretty much teaching one way to go?
We're teaching different things for different body types, that's for sure. If you have extremely long legs and your flexibility isn't good, then we need to make some sort of compensation for that. So it so much depends on the individual, and that's a very vague statement. I understand that, to make to an audience, just say, well, we just do it individually. But you have to be that way, because some kids are stronger in some areas and weaker in others, and if you don't address it that way, then you're basically just saying, well, I'm going to throw a blanket over my whole team, train them the same way, do everything the same way, and if you do that, then you're not going to have success.
Now, would that apply also to the finishes? You got different approaches to the breaststroke and the finish? Are you looking at stroke count from wall to wall? I mean, how are you approaching the finishes for the backstroke, breaststroke, butterfly, freestyle?
Well, those are some good questions, especially on stroke count and that. Yeah, we do some stroke count work. There's no doubt about it. We want to try and be as efficient as we can. However, when it comes down to trying to get your hands on the wall as quickly as possible, that's what's going to win the race. So you have to teach kids to make the right decisions, at least from the flags in, if not a little bit further out from that. And that primarily is, that's really with all strokes, but it really comes into play when it comes to two-hand finishes like breaststroke and butterfly, because if you're caught in the middle of a stroke and you have to take another quick stroke, obviously that's how you lose a race. And if you're caught in a situation where you're trying to finish a kick as opposed to maybe over-pulling and over-kicking one stroke, three strokes away from the wall, so you come in perfectly, those are things that you have to work on, and you have to teach kids how to do that.
One talk on deck, the last few NCAA championships, was the turns. Arizona just had very, very quick turns. It was visually quick. How do turns play out in the DVDs? How do you go about teaching it? Where's the emphasis?
Well, we do a couple of things with turns. One of the things that we do in our program is we take our upperclassmen and we let our upperclassmen work with our underclassmen, and we do a lot of peer coaching. We do a lot of peer coaching with turns. We do a lot of peer coaching with starts. Now, I realize that if you have a young team and you don't have a lot of experience, that wouldn't be a very good way to go. But in our case, we have experienced kids, and we've worked with them for years, so our seniors can be great teachers. Some of our kids teach better than others. Some of our seniors, they're not very good teachers just because their personality doesn't lend to it, but we try and extend it out to everybody. But we try and work on specific things from the very beginning, from the very first practice. One of the talks that I get, the very first talk I give to the team is about relays. So we'll go to align the team up on the side, and we talk about what it means to be on a relay, what an honor it is to be on a relay, what your job is to be on the relay and where you swim, how important a relay takeoff is, and how important it is to be part of that group. That's just one part. Now, as far as turns are concerned, the next talk that I might give will be on turns. And again, let's just talk about a guy swimming. Let's talk about a 200 breaststroker, and you're in a short course pool, meaning a short course yards pool or a short course meters pool. If you're swimming a 200, there are seven turns. If on those seven turns you give away 6 inches, you're giving away 3.5 feet. So why don't you just stand up on the block and tell the guy that's next to you, okay, I'm going to give you a 3.5 foot head start here. It's okay by me because I know I can make that up on you. I think that would make your determination a little bit keener as to, I can't believe I'm giving up 3.5 feet in this race. So just break it down into what it really is and start putting it on the wall or on paper to your athletes, saying, all right, watch this person versus this person. Watch the difference in the length of the pullouts, or watch the difference and how quick they get their feet on the wall, or how quick they get their hands off the wall, and all of a sudden turns become you shed a light on turns in a completely different way.
Well, coming off each turn and off of the start, you have breakouts, and breakouts have evolved over the past number of years to where there's a lot more underwater. Where are you with breakouts, and what are you trying to emphasize on the DVD as far as breakouts are concerned?
Well, it's hard for me to explain that verbally to athletes and to coaches out there. But sure enough, if you're not, the bottom line is that whatever momentum is created from the turn, you want to make sure that you carry that momentum into the first stroke. If you're not doing that, then your breakout's not right. So why in the world would you want to push off the wall really strong and have a great streamline and everything going for you perfectly and then not know how to carry that momentum into the first stroke? So that's our emphasis on our breakouts is all about that. Doesn't matter what stroke.
Well, it sounds to me like you're talking more about training smarter, you know, and being more specific about the technical side of things. But the training's still an important component, and you have a series here on training strategies. Tell our viewers, if they're going to watch that, what they expect to get from a training strategies DVD.
We as coaches, this is, I'm talking from my own experience and probably for pretty much everybody out there that's going to listen to this, we tend to want to come at things from a standpoint of hit it, how hard are you hitting it, Brent? Oh, you're hitting it that hard? I'm going to hit it harder. How hard are you hitting it over there, Rob? Oh, you're going this much, then we're going to go harder. You just have to be careful that you don't get caught up in what someone else is doing. The most important thing in training is you do the best with what you have to work with. Make sure that you're utilizing your pool the best you have, your facilities the best way that you can, and make sure that you're using your time the best that you can. Once you get that into all of our thick skulls, and we all have thick skulls as coaches, once we get that down, then you can proceed to begin to train what I call smarter. And that doesn't mean that you train any less. It just means you train smarter.
So during one practice, you have a lot of different training things going on. You got your breaststrokers training in one element. You got your sprinters, your distance freestylers. And does your DVD go through a training program for each discipline and include some dry land?
Yes. Yes, it does. And we also train as an entire team. We kick as an entire team. We train a couple practices a week as an entire team. So all that's put in there, so you'll get a chance to see it broken down in front of you and know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, thanks for the time, Coach Bush. We appreciate it, and I'm sure a lot of people will enjoy gleaming what they can from your DVD series.
Brent, anytime, and I hope that the people out there are having as much fun at doing this as I am, because if you're not, you just need to think about what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're doing it, and allow yourself to be as creative as you can, because everybody out there has got a talent and a way in which is unique to them.
Well, this is Brent Rudermiller with Swimming World Radio, reporting on swimming from around the world.